Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Aaron Gobra. I'm Jay Kirshner. It's Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Show. Doug will be with us shortly. But how about some St. Patty's Day talk? The Catholic Church first recognized March 17th as a feast day commemorating Ireland's best known and most beloved patron, of course, St. Patrick himself in 1631. Now, on St. Patrick's feast day, the ban on alcohol was lifted, presumably because it was a feast day, and feasting usually included alcohol. And St. Patrick's feast day in Ireland remained a traditionally pious religious day. Irish laws even curtailed the use of alcohol during the feast on March 17th by mandating that all pubs remain closed on that day. Well, cut to 2023. Nope. It is basically, I don't know if you did this when you were in high school. It was like the unofficial cut day. You know, the senior skip day where like seniors get to have that day off or whatever, but it's like everybody goes because you have to go to the St. Patrick's Day parades. If you have any fun St. Patrick's Day parades or celebrations that you look forward to, you get into, things you do with your family, something special maybe you make for like breakfast or dinner, hit us up, Facebook, Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, it is at Good Day On Air. And let's see if we can get Doug in a minute.
Virgin jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Dreft detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit PGLaundryRebate.com for terms and conditions.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is logging his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology? Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, it's 10 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A little bit of a snafuzzle. But snafuzzles are best fixed when you have a noodle for the snafoodle. How's that? We have the noodle. The noodle's all set. So we welcome everyone to this hour of the Good Day program, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I think Jay took care of that yesterday. Today, we spent a lot of time on St. Patrick's Day. Other things happening today, it's the evacuation day anniversary, which takes place here. It's a public holiday of sorts in Massachusetts, and I never understood what it was all about. It was sort of the precursor to the war, the Revolutionary War, in essence, and so that's celebrated to a point. It's a month before Patriots Day, which is another Massachusetts holiday. We all know about St. Patrick's Day, and so what else is there? Da da da. It's the NCAA Women's Ice Hockey Championship. Who knew? Right? Yeah. And then the whole business. Yeah, did you notice last night, if you were watching TV, how all of the CBS channels, every one of them, but both the regular CBS network channel and then all of their ancillary channels, they have three or four different cable channels, all filled with basketball, all NCAA. It just seems that this thing takes on so much more import and has more impact than it ought to. They're college basketball games. And, okay, so you get excited and it's fun, but good heavens, that much attention? Oy. When there are other...
Excuse.
Yeah, I just think it's kind of a... It's a bugger, if you know what I mean. And here's something else that is bugging me. The situation with men and women and their sexual conduct and activity. And who is entitled to have what? There's an interesting report about vasectomies that is interesting for men and for women. See, a lot of people say, well, that's just for men. No, I think everybody is involved in this. Anybody who's sexually active, according to a number of reviews, the updated numbers and the information show that vasectomies, I suppose this is from the good news department, Jay, as much as anything else, much safer than reported. Some post-op swelling and soreness, but they're looking at this. There's a medical conference going on in Milan right now, looking at 94,000 of these procedures to see how many had complications. Usually it takes 15 minutes to go through all of this. I think everybody knows what the story is. I've always heard that it's one of these things that's reversible. This is too much information. I've never had one. But I know a lot of people who are my age, people of all ages, men all. Mm-hmm. And most of the time they are completed because the women in their life want them to have it. Women and, you know, this whole business about abortion, all the discussion, this is a renewed, I guess, focus on it because of the conversation about abortion and how to prevent from getting pregnant and that sort of thing.
Yeah, prevention of conception to begin with. I know quite a few guys who have vasectomies, and they were the ones that wanted it. It wasn't their wives who pushed it.
Okay, here's a good, this is the story of the day, as far as I'm concerned. Well, many stories every day, but this one, the story of a North Carolina mother's quick thinking and her knowledge of CPR helped save her 17-year-old daughter's life. Her name is Kiana Joe, high school senior, warming up for a cheerleading competition at a high school. She became unresponsive. Did you hear this story, Jay? She doesn't remember that. She remembers nothing from the day. She was told by her teammates and her coaches that as she was getting off of a stunt, she just dropped. And so some of the other cheerleaders held on to her and didn't let her go, but they knew something was wrong. And so the teammates were observant for sure. She was on the ground. Her mother was there watching, and so she ran over to help her. She ran to her side, felt her pulse, and didn't. This young lady, 17 years old, didn't have a pulse. So she checked again, still didn't feel a pulse, because she is a certified EMT, knows CPR. She was trained, and she knew what was going on, And so that's what she did. She applied CPR on her daughter, and so her daughter is alive. She tried to get the blood to flow again, prevent brain damage.
Yeah.
And,
oh,
my God.
Yeah. 17, she suffered cardiac arrest.
Yeah. Yep. Who was there? Was something? There was another one of those. Was there a football? Well, no. I was not comparing this to the kid that got hit in the chest with a football and his heart stopped. Remember?
With the shoulder. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, but yeah. Just, yeah, when the football hit him just right.
Yeah. Think about that and your life, if you will, and your family and what you do in that circumstance if you were confronted with that circumstance. That's something we don't, any one of us.
Well, and then this girl had a small defibrillator implanted in her chest to help her out. So this wasn't a blunt force trauma situation that caused cardiac arrest. This was just something going on.
Yep. The situation with the United States learning about the origin, not that we didn't know, anybody who had any common sense or looked around a little bit at various sources knew that the Wuhan virus, the Chinese communist virus, whatever you want to call it, came from that Wuhan laboratory. And apparently there are a lot of people who think that there were bats inside that were let loose, or the virus was just let loose and the bats got it. There's apparently new information about dogs at that market that's next door to where the research institute is, or laboratory, whatever you want to call it. The genetic samples from dogs that were in the market, the Chinese scientists knew that the dogs had this as well, and they removed the data about the info. They knew that the bats and the dogs had it, and they disposed of the data, but somehow or other in this last week, with more and more research being done, they have found that. So here we go again. What are the present rulers of rulers? We shouldn't call our president a ruler, right? That's what, the queen is the ruler. But the people who are supposedly in charge, up to their mickeys, there's stuff floating around today about how much money the ties that the Biden family have, the business links they have, there are investigations. There investigations of Trump continue, and the investigations into China, very political. But yet, don't you want to know? This is the kind of stuff I do. I don't give a damn what they have in the garage or whether they have stuff in the basement. I just want to know what the connection is. There are people who are connected to Biden's son who died, his widow, and then there are connections to Hunter, apparently. And so all roads do not lead to Joe, but they lead to his family. And so have they affected policies toward China over the past 2 years or maybe even before that? The House Committee on Oversight and Accountability has tried to follow the money trail connecting Hunter Biden and some of the other people in his family. At this point, do they have enough stuff to hang him? Nah, they don't have enough stuff to hang Joe, but they got a wire transfer of $3 million from China, which is getting scrutinized by this committee. It's run by Republicans, and yeah, the Republicans want to ditch Joe Biden and all of that. So when do we find out what the real story is? Do you think we ever are going to find out? I guess that's the question. Do we ever really find out? Will we ever really know what the story is? And, I'm not so sure that we will.
Yeah, frankly, or not anytime soon.
The news media is not, as we get closer to another election, it'll get politicized. I just think that everybody, I don't know. It's almost tragic how corrupt our system is, isn't it? I guess that's the human condition. All right, it's 21 after. This is a good day program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Interacting cooperatively with you and all the folks that are here, there, and everywhere listening to the Good Day program. 23 after the hour, social media time, where you can connect with us at Good Day Radio Show. That's the Facebook and Instagram address, and on Twitter is Good Day On Air. And then, of course, this is a very interesting. We have an interesting caller here. I want to dig around in a few minutes. 855-999-DOUG is that connection. William Shatner. One of America's most prized possessions, if you will, is Todd. He's got another book. He's written a number of books, and he's got a number of books. He's also been interviewed at South by Southwest. Here's a guy who's 91, almost 92 years old, and he still looks it, doesn't he? He still kind of comes across the same.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So, at any rate, Shatner is talking about how he got to be Captain Kirk. We'll hear that story after this.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
All right, so here's one of America's great treasures, William Shatner, interviewed in South by Southwest. That's the whole business. This was yesterday in Austin. So Tim League, who is the founder of South by Southwest, does the interview, and he asks Shatner how he got this gig. And Shatner, of course, deadpanned, looking to the audience, and said, "Talent." Right? As you can see, Shatner. I've been fortunate enough to be with him in a couple of parties. He's a great friend of Jennifer's dad. So he and his wife is delightful. He's just Well, he's actually a pretty serious guy, frankly, but he's got a great sense of timing. So he talks about how Jeffrey Hunter, who was a very well-known actor at the time, was actually cast to be the first Star Trek captain. His name was Captain Christopher Pike in the pilot. And Hunter, if you've been around as long as I have, you'll remember him. It's very, you can just, his name brings his picture, his face. And so NBC didn't like him in the role.
No.
So NBC,
they didn't buy the pilot. They didn't buy into it.
No. So they said, okay, you want to do this show, then recast it. And so they looked around for a new captain. Shatner was in New York doing some work there. He was called and asked if he would come to look at this pilot NBC didn't like, with the idea of him being the captain. He watched the pilot. He thought, oh, wow, that's good. Why didn't they buy it? He said the actors were a bit ponderous, a little heavy-handed, if you will. So anyway, he talks about it and tells the story, and it's just he has fun with it, as you might expect. He also was talking about some of his other roles. He said the worst time he ever had as Kirk was when he was in a comedy club, and he gave a stand-up performance, and it didn't work. So the people out in the audience were yelling, "Shut the fuck up!" Anyway, so this is the story of how he became the captain of the Starship Enterprise. Shatner in the focus here, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something is wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem. So your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it. Avoid it. You'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Having the highest homeless rate in America, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom says about 1,200 tiny homes will be built statewide under a proposal unveiled yesterday.
$1 billion of awards by the end of this calendar month to the cities and counties to put those dollars to work to make real the commitments they made in these plans.
Newsom says the 1,200 tiny homes are just part of an overall plan. The homeless population is roughly 116,000 people, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. There's been another diesel fuel spill, this time in Washington State.
Another train derailment, this time in Washington State, has caused another fuel spill. The derailment happened shortly after midnight Thursday in Anacortes, and officials say two engines, a buffer car, and four tank cars were involved. The two locomotives derailed, and one of them spilled 3,100 gallons of diesel fuel on the ground.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. All right, 34 after the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day program, Friday the 17th of March. I'm here with Jay Kirshner as is usual. Yes, all's right with the world. Here's a study. This would be from the Good News Department, Jay, I guess, depending on whether you puff or you don't puff. I don't puff, so I don't think it makes any real difference. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will have a lot to say about this in our next installment of Good Day Health. That is the landmark information, a lot of collected evidence on the social implications of legalizing cannabis. So the study finds that it lowers the rates of suicide, lowers the rates of binge drinking, lowers the rates of traffic fatalities, and perhaps it also, well, it has other connections, if you will, to reality, especially among young people. So
Recreational cannabis available in 18 states around the country, medically authorized in 36 states around the country. There are a lot of concerns over the widespread access and wondering what happens. So this scientific research, as I say, it's good news maybe to some and not so good to others.
Well, and it's also not as harmful to the body as a lot of prescription pills that mm-hmm. can harm the liver, especially when it comes to painkillers. It seems like with the big fentanyl situation and a lot of people who become addicted to drugs, oftentimes it starts with some kind of pill that was doctor prescribed.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was like back in the day, they thought marijuana was a gateway drug.
Yes, and I think there are still, Ken Cronow still thinks that's the case. There is another study suggesting that cannabis legalization during the late 90s and into 2010 or so was inversely associated with opioid overdose deaths. This is how things changed. What it is about the human condition that enjoys things that are bad for us, smoking tobacco, drinking liquor, taking drugs. You know, you wonder about that. Some people say it's fine. How many people do you know? I know I could name you a dozen people right now in my life from high school through college and into adulthood who died because they, including my mother, because they abused drugs and alcohol. Tobacco, things like that. So, anyway, when I think about Ken, who always has something. When I was going to, many of you remember the stories of me planning to build a cannabis grow facility on my farm, or I had the opportunity, I had the license to do it, but the pandemic came along. And I think I'm just as happy that I didn't, although what I wanted to do with it was I wasn't crazy about doing it, but it would pay off my mortgage on the farm. But at this moment in time, there are better ways of me doing that, and I just think the right thing happened for the right reason at the right time. So, at any rate, but it is interesting to see that there are all sorts of positive public health outcomes from the legalization of marijuana. Meanwhile, I mentioned Dr. Ken Cronhaus, who does a weekend program you can hear around the country connected to Good Day called Good Day Health. And the highlights of the program, and there's the hour that you can listen to over the weekend. You find it on many of these same stations. But if you want to get the gist of our conversation, you can listen to the podcast, which is at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And this most recent one, the study of the Mediterranean diet and how it lowers your risk of heart issues. I'm sure next week we'll be talking about my visit there, because over the weekend I'll be spending a couple of days with Ken and his daughter, and then I go to the clinic and get my 8 hours of grind from top to bottom so that I know that everything works. I am going to get poked and prodded. You're right about that. One of the other things in this week's Dr. Ken visit, discussion of, this is a familiar, there are many familiar themes when it comes to medicine. Number of hours of sleep you get. This is just repetition because so many people are out of shape and they don't take care of themselves. Why that is remains to be seen, but at any rate, we talk about Jimmy Carter and what his experience is in hospice care, what do people experience there. And then a little discussion about Bruce Willis, et cetera. So you can catch the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. That's pretty much the same thing as our daily as well here, the Good Day program with a download. Right now, Good Day download from the past 24 hours of focus on that master class of happiness that's going on in Finland this weekend. That's really a cool thing. Also, the FAA, Federal Aeronautics Administration, calling for a safety summit. We don't need a safety summit. We need to have the money restored so that they get up to date with the technology that they need. That's it. Down to the brass tacks. The murder of Brian Kohberger, obsessed with himself. Congratulations. Anyway, lots of conversation as usual. We're here to talk about the things that matter, the news of the day, what it's all about and what it means to you. Good Day download available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker. Spreaker. It feels like there's supposed to be the P, it should be Streaker instead of Spreaker. Whoever heard or used.
Or Speaker instead of Spreaker.
Yeah, right, Speaker. Anyway, we got it. The folks in New Jersey have something to contend with, some kind of a scam, some sort of a scam. this is when you get right down to brass tacks. Newark is one of those cities that has a bad rap. But things that go on there, for example, City of Newark this week admits to hosting fake delegates from a non-existent country. This sounds like that movie that had the movie with the Black King. Who was the, remember that movie? I'm trying to remember. I can see Eddie Murphy, I think, was the king.
Coming to America?
Yeah, Coming to America. This sort of feels like that story, if you will. Anyway, the people in New Jersey thought that this country of Kailasa was a Hindu nation. So it turned out that this country isn't real. The scam was led by an Indian fugitive. Local officials said the agreement between Newark and this non-existent country was deemed baseless. Although this was a regrettable incident, the city of Newark remains committed to partnering with people from diverse cultures.
Well, it's part of the Sister City International Program.
Yeah.
It's the Sister City Ceremony that happened last month. And this is a scam that went far.
This tells you how ignorant some of the people in government are, or just ignorant today, because they're not, the schools don't study really world history. They don't study real world geography. At first blush, you hear, okay, what's this? Kailasa. Who ever heard of a country? Most all of us, at least at some point in time, should have heard the names of the countries that exist around the world. They may not be on the top of your mind, but it is embarrassing for them. They deserve to be embarrassed because they really weren't very smart about this. This makes them look pretty bad. Speaking of countries and making them look bad, there is a story in, I'll tell you, as I'm fortunate enough to have access to 14, 15 different sources of info. I'm looking at a Reuters story right now, International News Service, that has come out with an overview of something that the rest of the news media seems not to want to pick up, which is the study by several colleges and universities as to what happened after the Iraq invasion. This is 20 years ago, as a matter of fact, 20 years ago this month. So what did we do? The president of the United States at the time was George Bush. His decision to oust Saddam Hussein and put in what was referred to at the time as a limited U.S. troop engagement. So what happened from 2003 to 2011 when we pulled out the country, Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. And for those of you who don't know, there are three different ethnicities in Iraq and in various places, Muslim sects, kind of like Protestants have the Methodists and they have the Lutherans and they've got the Congregationalists, and so the same thing is true with Muslims. And so Saddam Hussein was a Sunni, and he tried his best to bump off anybody that was in power in the government who was a Shiite. And so after Saddam was bumped off, the Shiites became the majority government in Iraq. And they were connected, the Shiites, the majority of Muslims in Iraq and Iran were Shiites. And so what this did was free Iraq to connect better to Iran, over the years, because Saddam was a Sunni and the Iranians were Shiites. This is getting too complicated. I don't want to get in the weeds too much, but it really speaks to our ignorance, of the complete ignorance of our government at the time, and I think perhaps the ignorance of lots of people who think a Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim is a Muslim. And there are as many differences. The Shiites hate the Sunnis as much as they hate the Americans. It's a sad but true. It's just the way it is. The ignorance really is the ignorance brought about by religious. There are a lot of Shiites that try to convert the Sunnis, and this has been again part of what's been going on under the surface for the last 20 years or so. But because the Shiites are the home of the ISIS militants, you can kind of put two and two together. So we got rid of Saddam. The bottom line is we got rid of Saddam Hussein, but created a worse mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't ever. This is something that's warm. A lot of really smart people who are in international politics say, don't create a vacuum if you don't know what's going to come out on the other end of the vacuum. So we created, by getting rid of Saddam, we created a vacuum that was filled by people who were certainly not our friends. And so the problems we have with Iran today can be directly, and so you can say, okay, well, that's history. What do we do about it now? Don't we learn? Are we supposed to learn from history? That's what history is all about. Teach your children and have teachers in school teach children about what's going on in terms of these sorts of things. We would not have the problem that we have today with Iran and with ISIS if it weren't for going into Iraq. That's basically the bottom line of this study. Now, think about that. Now, how many Americans died in that war? And you get pretty disgusted. It's 48 past the hour.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 85% water, right?
85% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients. Don't pay for water. Pay for clean.
Save $10 when you spend $30 on Tide and Downy. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent. Must buy at least one participating Tide or Jeff detergent item, plus at least one participating Downy and or Bounce scent booster, liquid fabric softener, or dryer sheets. Prepaid card by mail. Visit pglaundryrebate.com for terms and conditions.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of the wind in the trees as your RV sits parked in the forest. Is that the call of the majestic owl? And there's the sound of a tree branch crashing into the roof of your RV. I guess their nest was in that branch. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with a multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Little inspirational info here from the Food, Farm, and Family Department, which you can check out at foodfarmandfamily.com. Every day, these visits, the information that we present to you is in an audio file that you can find on that website, foodfarmandfamily.com, plus a lot of other things that will help you with ancillary things and help you with food and preparation and maybe some farm stories as well. Kind of an outreach from the American Family Farmer Program that I do every week that's heard also on a lot of these same stations, an hour of discussion about what's going on family farms around America. It's aimed at, the first idea when I put this together was to help family farmers like me become more successful, at least to have a fighting chance to be more successful with various ideas about what we're doing on this farm or that farm. And so the outshoot here, I got a couple of podcast items. We talk about taxes and the farm in the most recent version of the American Family Farmer podcast, how you can do your taxes, what sort of the essence of how to treat farmers fairly when it comes to taxes. Also a discussion of now the requirements for getting drugs for your animals. Now you have to get, there's no more over-the-counter stuff. You got to get a prescription from a vet. Most all of us have vets for sure, but it's really because human beings have bought these drugs and used them, this is what has fouled things up for the farmers. Pretty amazing. Anyway, so and then we discuss why farmers are only getting 7 cents of every dollar spent that you spend on food. You should know these things. One of the podcasts focuses on empowering women and people of color in farming as well, with a very interesting conversation. A lady who's a mother, a minister, motivational speaker, an author, a philanthropist, and a farmer. Got a great story. A lot of good ideas came out of that conversation as well. So at any rate,
if you're a small farmer or you're trying to do some farming and don't have a really clear sight as to where you're going, check out the American Family Farmer Show podcast, available free at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and or wherever you get your podcasts. So today we have a recall from items in New Zealand, large recall of foods containing imported tahini. What in the world is tahini? I don't know.
It's a condiment made from sesame seeds. It's really good. You can use it as a dip, a topping.
Obviously, it's not that good under the circumstances, right? What did they do to engage the recall? It comes from Turkey, so how would Americans know, or do Americans have access to this, or is this just sort of an international?
Yeah, so this is in New Zealand, but some of the companies and brands who use this are of the pre-made meal varieties where you can have them shipped internationally. So like Little Bird Organics, if anybody here is using that, you definitely want to, and it has like tahini in it, you want to get a hold of them, send it back. The Prep Kitchen brands, which again is another pre-made meal source. But the thing with this, it's kind of like a fickle situation, or layered situation, I should say, because there's incorrect labeling on some of these products to begin with, where they are saying products of Mexico or Israel when they were actually made in Turkey. So you have the wrong label, and then the ones that are coming from Turkey that may not say that it came from Turkey, it may say a product of Mexico or Israel, that is what could cause or could actually have salmonella contamination. So it's like contamination, all of this stuff. So New Zealand authorities are definitely monitoring this. But again, it's not just in grocery stores there. It's in a lot of places where people can order from these different brands of pre-made food, and they do ship internationally. So it's one of those, keep an eye on this.
Ugly. All right, here's my favorite fruit are blueberries. They are loved by people like me because they have great anti-inflammatory properties, but they're apparently, because of the mass production at places like Driscoll's Hothouses, they've joined the number of non-organic produce items that have a lot of pesticides. That's why you want to try to eat organic, because blueberries have a thin skin, and the spraying that gets done to keep them supposedly healthy gets into the pulp of the berry, and so you got to be careful, right? Basically, that's the bottom line. Wash them, it doesn't make any difference. You're never going to get the stuff out of the inside.
You need to buy organic over not, and then the other things like bananas, avocados, take the skin off.
Yep, right, exactly. All right, so love the blueberries, but make sure they're organic. That's the way of the world here at 59 Past on Good Day.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.